I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. The stock market is in steady decline, and the gold market is unstable, so could investing in fine art be a safe place to put your money? Miami Beach is hosting Art Basel this weekend. It is the most prestigious art fair in the country, and some say even in this economy, art investments are still thriving. NPR's Farai Jadeja is there. She joined us now. Hey, Farai.
Hey, Tony.
Listen, school us, will you please? Art Basel, what is it?
Art Basel is, it's the equivalent, the way I like to explain it, it's Fashion Week for art. It is Miami and Miami Beach, parties, a main installation at the South Beach Convention Center, satellite parties. Last night, Russell Simmons threw a big party, and it was really fabulous. And, you know, one of those things where, you know, it was the mix of celebrities and artists.
You know, I know that black artists, Farai, are beginning to shine like never before in the art world. Names like Kara Walker, Lorna Simpson, Kehinde Wiley are getting marquee billing now. And one of the exciting exhibitions at Art Basel this year is called 30 Americans, right? What is that?
Well, 30 Americans is an exhibit by the Rubel family. And the Rubels are a couple who they managed, you know, without a lot of history of collecting art, to collect some of the best artists in the world, including Basquiat. And then they went on to just keep collecting. And 30 Americans is all black American artists. And the reason they called it 30 Americans was just because blackness is Americanness. And it's a really fantastic moment.
Is this artwork something that reaches across the black community, or do you have to be wealthy in order to afford it? How much do these things cost? Give us some idea.
Some of them are six figures. But, you know, I think that art is accessed in a lot of ways. You don't have to buy it to access it. It's like you don't have to own a television station or a radio station to watch or listen. And so one thing that's happening, I think, is that particularly when you have people like Russell Simmons embracing the art world, it crosses over. And a lot of people, for example, NBA stars are starting to collect contemporary black art. And, of course, all of these artists are people who don't just get a feature, you know, in the black art world, but in the art world at large. I want to tell you, and I know this is a surprise, I actually have two of the artists with me, Noah Davis and Hank Willis Thomas. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to pass the mic, so to speak, very quickly. I know this is a surprise, but Noah just got married yesterday.
Oh.
There was such good energy here. He got married. But Noah, give me just a brief taste of what you consider your work to be like.
My work is it's just painting. It's with limited amount of resources, trying to make work that conveys. I don't know. That's actually a really tough question. I'm sorry. Who do I consider a big influence on my work? I guess there's a lot of German painters that have a huge influence on me, and like Marlene Dumas.
You know, I think that you know, again, to have people who have a broad sense, because, you know, as black folks, you have people like James Baldwin in literature who lived abroad and traveled abroad, and I think this is a continuation of that tradition of internationalism, where these artists are showing internationally but also drawing international influence. If I can give you one more quick taste, Hank Willis Thomas is someone who I think his signature work is a visual of a black man's head with the Nike swoosh on it. Can you just explain why you did that?
Sure. That image was part of a project called Branded, where I was interested in looking at the way the black body has been commodified presently and also in historical terms, and looking at the way slaves were branded as a sign of ownership. And today we live in a state of branded consciousness.
So, Tony, it's really fantastic.
For one really quick question for you. Is art appreciating in value still, even though the economy is down?
Oh, absolutely. One of the artists here is a woman named Micheline Thomas, and according to reports here, she had four works sell for $35,000 each. And this is someone who's one of the younger artists who's emerging, and I think that's an incredible testament to how this work is doing.
Farai, thank you very much. Thank both of the artists for stopping by.
Thank you.
Farai Jadeh is the host, of course, of News and Notes and a fine art connoisseur. She will be back in this chair on Monday.